Stay True to Jesus by David Brant Berg.
The word Christian has lost a lot of its meaning in today's world. In the Bible, they call the followers of Jesus disciples, and anybody who follows the teachings of Jesus Christ is going to be a misfit in this present world if they really believe and teach and do what Jesus and the apostles did. Someone once said, God has no grandchildren. And it's true. There's no such thing as second-generation Christians. Every new generation has to make the choice. God's word says every one of us must give an account of himself to God. Jesus told Peter, when he was concerned about what some of the other disciples would do, "What is that to thee? Follow thou me." We cannot hide behind others when it comes to our majesty of choice, when God is calling us and dealing with us personally. God wants you to make your own choices, by faith, according to your own faith, and commit yourself to Him according to your own convictions, not your upbringing or your friends, but yours. Nobody can push and force you into making the right choices. No matter how much others pray for you or stand by you, it finally boils down to the fact that you have to make your own choices personally. Just like when God put Adam and Eve in the garden and gave them their choice, so He gives each of us that great power and majesty of personal choice, and we can choose to do right or wrong, to go His way or our own way. You can't try to merely coast along on the faith of others. God's word says, "Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve, and let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind." If you don't personally stay committed in your heart to the Lord and His cause, it's easy to forget from whence you've come, and you can wind up coasting on former momentum and just going through the motions. If you've gone to sleep and left your engine running, you'll run out of gas and coast to a stop. But if you are growing, moving, serving, and continuing faithful to the Lord, you won't have time to coast to a stop or get settled down and become brittle and unbendable or stuck in a rut. You'll be a new bottle no matter how old you are. It's your spirit that counts. In spirit, are you living that way now? With the same willingness, the same dedication, the same desire to serve Jesus with all your heart and soul and mind? Stay faithful to His message. Stay faithful to His word. Stay faithful to the particular ministry that He's called you to. Serving the Lord can sometimes be a rough and a rugged road, but serving sin, self, and the world is a lot rougher. God's word says that Jesus' yoke is easy, but that it's the way of the transgressor that's hard. So count your blessings and be satisfied with Christ's kingdom of light. Stay true to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus that leads to a crown of life and heavenly reward. This life is our training period in preparation for the next. What you are learning now is going to be a help to you in the future in His kingdom. Everything you're learning and doing now, the decisions you're making now and experiences you're having now are all a part of your schooling and training here and now to be used there and then. The work and responsibilities that you are now entrusted with that might seem insignificant are all part of your training for the future. Don't underestimate what God is now training you for and how important it is. Jesus said that he that is faithful in the smallest things is going to be made ruler over many things. Think of that. He says, "Because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in that which is much." That's how God looks at things, not at how big your job is, but how faithful you are to do it, no matter how small it is. That's how God judges greatness. If you are willing to do a little job faithfully, well, and diligently, That is big in God's sight. So don't ever get discouraged about your present job and what you're doing and learning and experiencing today. Don't think for a minute that it's just a waste of time and you're just going to cast it all aside when you leave this life. You're going to take it all with you, all that learning, experience, knowledge, wisdom, and everything you learned from this life. Praise the Lord! May God help us all to be faithful today. Our goal should be to be yielded, obedient clay in the potter's hands, so moldable and pliable that he can make us into whatever he wants, and then break us again and remake us into something else if the need arises. May God help us all to be obedient to Christ's call, so that when he says go, we go, stay, we stay, abound, we abound, be abased, we are abased. When he says, this is the way, walk ye in it, we walk, not resisting his leading. When he says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, we go. And when he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, we rest in his arms. When he says, fight the good fight of faith, we fight with everything that is within us. When he says, stand back and see me fight, we stand back and see him work in the situation. When he says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, we praise even if it's our last breath. When he says, ye are not your own, ye are bought with a price, then we act like it. Only then can we find the fullness of faith that we seek. When we're willing to take up the cross and deny ourselves and follow the Lord, all the rest will come, because he will then give us the power and the grace as we surrender ourselves to him and present our bodies a living sacrifice on his altar of service. Are you going to live for yourself and live for today in this present world, which is passing away, and try to save your life and eventually lose it? Or are you going to live for Jesus and lose your life for him and eventually save it forever? The seeming losers of today will be the winners of tomorrow and eternity. God's word says of the great Moses that he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of Egypt and of sin for a season, having respect unto the recompense of the reward. He could see past today and beyond the present into heaven and the glories of reward. There's only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. What are you doing? For whom? Will it last forever for Jesus and others? He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. Don't waste another day. Tomorrow may be too late, and the time will be gone forever. You may never pass this way again. Every day is gone forever. Don't delay. Do it today. Are you spending today's precious time for him and for eternity? It's better to die for something than to live and die for nothing. Start living today. There's only one way. For Jesus. Amen?
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.